Today, time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to begin the hour with a sort of a new approach to a problem that many of you have. I certainly have the problem, and there are probably, I'm using probably a lot because this is a sort of unscientific way of looking at something that's pretty scientific. Mark Underwood actually is a neuroscience researcher, and he's the co-founder and president of Quincy Bioscience in Madison, Wisconsin. And as such, he's responsible for researching the calcium binding protein found in jellyfish and developing it for use as a calcium regulator in your nervous system. He's also the author of the book Gift from the Sea. One of the things that is fascinating about science is how somebody comes up with an idea. How do you look at a jellyfish and say, oh, I want to see if we can find a possible cure for Alzheimer's? And that's what all this has led to. Mark, good to have you here.
Hey, good morning, Doug. How are you doing?
I am well and better, actually, thinking about the fact that this discovery that you've been involved in has led people to believe that there may be a possibility of the use of the substance from the jellyfish to help people who have dementia, Alzheimer's, that sort of thing. So bring us down that trail, will you?
Well, sure, Doug. One thing to focus on is that our research has demonstrated the potential for this protein to help people with memory loss far before Alzheimer's disease. People that are losing their car keys or their cell phones, people that lose their words in the middle of a sentence, are all struggling with some of their mental or cognitive function. And it usually starts to decline with age, which is hard to admit, but it's true. After age 40, we become more forgetful than earlier in life.
See,
and
Richie, I'm just talking about Rich McFadden, who's on my staff.
What?
Yeah, exactly. He's over 40, and he's losing his mind. He's losing, well, we say, isn't it interesting?
I started losing my mind a long time ago.
We're losing our mind, but we really aren't. We're losing bits and pieces of our memory, Mark, right?
Well, that's right. It's because we lose this protein in the aging process that now we can replace it with the one discovered in the jellyfish. So it's a real simple process. It's very effective. And, you know, how did the idea come about? We simply observed in nature something that was a solution in nature. The jellyfish happened to have this protein that was doing the job, keeping their nervous system intact. And we applied that discovery to the human condition and really have now determined that we've now made this a product called Prevagen. Taking this on a daily basis helps to improve our memory, and our clinical trials demonstrate that it's safe and it's effective, and taken on a daily basis can help improve our cognitive function. So,
Mark, do me a favor, back up 1 second. How did you get from building proteins in a jellyfish to restoring memory in humans? What kind of test did you go through to get to that?
Our nervous systems are very similar. And
really?
Starting with observation, we saw that the jellyfish nervous system had a protective factor that kept it sort of immune from its own toxins, from its sting. And it was that discovery, noticing that the jellyfish was immune from its own sting, that it uses this protein to do that, and therefore becomes a protector for its own nervous system. The similarities biologically between us and jellyfish, there are actually several, and this type of protein plays a similar protective role in the human brain.
So let me ask you this. Let me stop you right there. Mm-hmm. If I take Prevagen, will another side effect not only but my memory getting better, but will I also be immune to jellyfish stings?
Well, you know, I guess I don't know.
You
got to
ask. Yeah, maybe. Well, the bottom line here is that the research has
been
done.
It's amazing, though.
It really is amazing.
It's amazing.
The research has been done, and it comes to a very decisive conclusion based on all of these tests. And that's really what we're looking for. Everybody wants to be able to take a pill and fix things. And sometimes you're lucky and sometimes you aren't. And if you and under the circumstances, this isn't for people who have Alzheimer's or dementia. It's something that you ought to take to as a preventative. I mean, that's the name. Prevagen, is that part of the reason that it's called Prevagen?
Well, you know, down in the South, they say prevent aging. So that's how they call Prevagen.
Prevent aging.
That's right. But you're right. It's something that if you want the health of your brain to improve, mm-hmm. this is a substance that clearly makes that improvement. And it's safe, no harmful side effects. And the thing is that what we're replacing in the brain is something that you guys were already making when you were younger. In your teenage years, your 20s or 30s, you're making plenty of this type of protein to keep the brain cells protected. But with age, everyone, and not just us, everyone loses the ability to make enough of this protein to keep up with the brain's demands. So by adding Prevagen, you help to replace what your body knows it needs. So it's not a stretch to see that this protein would work in the way that it does. We're able to get it from a new source, from a jellyfish, to enhance our dietary intake of this protein and therefore help our brain cells be protected. So at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, we've demonstrated, for example, that it literally helps to keep the brain cells alive longer.
Mm-hmm.
In our clinical trials, we've demonstrated that when people take Prevagen on a daily basis versus those taking a placebo, we see about a 30% improvement in cognition over the course of 3 months. So this is pretty quick acting. It works
really
well, yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
stuff.
Ship me a case, please.
All right, well, here's how you can get some, Richie.
All right.
In fact, the order number for Prevagen is 888-814-0814. That's 888-814-0814. And you buy two bottles at the regular price, you'll get a third one free, and you will not have to pay for shipping and handling. That's how this works. Prevagen will improve the function of your brain. That's what it's all about, to put into perspective what Mark Underwood has said. Mark, good to have you here. Mark is the president of Quincy Bioscience. Again, Prevagen is yours when you call 888-814-0814. Buy two bottles, get the third one free and free shipping. Why wouldn't you want to improve the function of your brain? You'll see, you'll feel, you'll get the difference, you'll notice it, and you'll tell other people about it as well. Again, the number for Prevagen is 888-814-0814.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Your favorite Good Day staff member. Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program as we continue our focus. A lot of time is spent on this program helping you with your health and well-being, and Ken is the best person I know to take the news from the world of medicine and decipher it and explain it so you will understand how it impacts you. We've been talking a little bit about brain disease and Alzheimer's and things like that. So there's a study, interestingly enough, that once again, Ken, underscores how dangerous it is to play football.
Mom and Dad, the kids want to play football. This is tough stuff. This is out of the medical journal this week, Neurology. Doug, a study of former NFL players find they were unusually prone to dying from degenerative brain disease, the latest indication that repeated blows to the head may cause serious trouble later on. The death rate from, are you ready, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Lou Gehrig's disease combined was about 3 times what one would predict from the general population.
And they say there's no problem. Wow. Well, that's pretty outrageous when you get right down to it, Ken, don't you think?
Well, I don't think so.
No, I don't mean the numbers. I'm just saying people saying, oh, there's no problem. We've got it taken care of.
The NFL announced yesterday a $30 million fund to research this whole area.
Well, they had to put away, as the contract It was last year, I think, when they came around to their contract. They had to put $75 million in it to take care of, after retirement, these football players who are going through Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. You just went through it all because of the dangers, because of the damage that's being done in playing this sport. It's a very dangerous sport for all ages. And the younger you are and the less developed you are, these kids that are playing in junior high school, we were talking about this before. If you're not 18, 19 years old, your body hasn't been developed. And these kids that have gone to the weight room and getting like hulks, their bones, they're not, their skeletal structure isn't put together completely. And certainly the brain stem and all the things that are part of what eventually, you know, keeps everything together. If you're whacking yourself around when you're in high school, it's dangerous stuff.
This is not an easy, solvable problem because football is violent.
Yeah, stop playing football.
Just so much you can pass the helmet.
No, there is an easy fix to it. Stop playing football. That's the way to fix it. I'm the most guy, certainly the most popular guy in the block for having said that, but that's the way you fix it.
Don't come to Florida.
Yeah, right. Texas, Ohio, any place. Yeah, it's like they worship it like they go to Sunday school. Anyway, some smoking news here. Lung cancer cases on the rise. Most people think it's attributable to smoking. In fact, it is not.
European Respiratory Society Annual Congress in Vienna this week, Doug, lung cancer rates, they're increasing among women and people who have never smoked. More research is definitely needed to understand what causes lung cancer in non-smokers, but exhaust fumes from diesel engines is one possible factor.
All right, so then this is not to people who might be of age and think, okay, I can smoke because if I get lung cancer, it wouldn't make any difference whether I smoke or I don't smoke. And so if you are trying to quit, keep it up, and some new information on what works.
Medical Journal Addiction, a tough question, hopefully better answered by this study. If you're trying to stop smoking, smokers have considerably had more success when they use nicotine patches or prescription medications, Doug, than when they try to go it alone.
So do you use more than one thing at a time? Would you recommend like patches and hypnosis?
I would recommend talking to a doctor who has experience in this area, and you have to customize, tailor the program. Use this and also some talking therapy among all the various ways we have to help.
All right, quickly, the FDA and the new drug for leukemia.
Yeah, good hope. The FDA approved a medicine called Bosulif to treat chronic myelogenous leukemia, CML. It's a blood bone marrow disease that usually affects older adults. About 26,000 Americans have this. It's the Philadelphia chromosome discovered when I went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. It's a great breakthrough.
Dr. Ken would like to help those of you who would maybe become patients of his who have high cholesterol. Maybe if you take what Ken's going to describe as a fix, you won't have to go see him.
High cholesterol, Doug, is a serious condition that can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. User report excellent results in just 30 days. I like it because it's safe, FDA registered, and Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
30 days free of Cardiol by going online to Cardiol, CARDIOL.net/Ken. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial and get the 30-day trial free. You pay shipping and handling, Cardiol.net/Ken. For Dr. Ken's free trial, dial 888-809-6424 if that's easier for you to make the connection to Cardiol.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This song, Willie, Waylon, and Me. This is what I like. This kind of country music is what I get.
Old school country.
Yeah. I like this. Yeah. The new ones are from Hunger, as far as I'm concerned. This stuff is cool. David Allan Coe, country singer, 73 today, starts off our birthday list for this Thursday, the 6th of September. Who can say this is not good fun? Right?
There could be an argument made. I like it.
You don't think this is fun?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
All right, next up on our birthday list is Roger Waters. Born in the state, 1943. Bass player for Pink Floyd. Another brick in the wall. He's 69 today.
Teacher.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Joanne Worley from Laughing, who's 75 today.
Love her.
Susie Kurtz, who is originally on Sisters, she's 68 today. And Jane Curtin started out on SNL. She's 65 today. And then there's guitarist Banner Thomas. Pretty good stuff.
That's right.
Country artist Banner Thomas from Molly Hatchet.
This would be considered Southern Rock.
Yeah, Southern Rock and country have similarities, Richie.
Don't you think? Just a lot bigger amplifiers for Southern Rock.
Right. Woofers and tweeters are bigger.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, Mr. Thomas, 58 today. Here he is flirting with disaster. Let's change the pace a little bit. Paul Savoy. One of the singers in the group, Aha! This is one of my favorite pop songs of all time.
One of the most famous videos of all time.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Really?
Animation in it.
Yeah, they had a flying,
so cool,
didn't they?
Comic strip.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Can't hit that note.
I say that with love.
Yeah, I sure you do. All right, crank it up, Richie. Come on, we'll feel better with this. Winds up. Take on me.
Take on me.
This is a big one. Bubba shot the jukebox.
That's right. Played a song that made him cry.
Yeah. How's that?
He shot the juice bottle last night.
That's a good music. Actually, Bubba talked last night at the convention.
That's what he did. I'm not sure he made his case, but he did talk.
Such a great number, really.
Right, he's 49. Mark Chen's at 49 today. Then there's Macy Gray.
I like that, too.
For some reason, I thought she was gone.
She hasn't really done much.
No, that's what she died. Oh, stop it.
She had two songs and...
Yeah, I'd like somebody to say that about you.
But this was a good one.
You had two good days on Good Day, and that's it. You should be gone.
And one of those was a mistake.
Yeah, the other one was yesterday. All right, when he wasn't here. Macy Gray, 45 today. This is her only big hit.
No, she's got three or four.
This was the big one, though.
Yeah, they're just all very boring.
Jeff Foxworthy's birthday.
Strange-looking lady.
Yeah, she sounds strange. He's born in the state of 1958. Then there's Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries. Who's 41.
The Cranberries.
Them too.
Man, Cranberries.
Not to be confused with the blueberries, the raspberries, or any of the other berries. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Upset.
I want to be happy.
I'm going for happy.
Really?
Although sometimes being upset is fun because it helps you blow off steam.
Okay, so let's blow off some steam. Because
oh, you want to be upset?
He's been dying to tell us whatever this is.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 33 and change after the hour. Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. There are 70 scientists who, for some reason or other, took it upon themselves to go to Washington this week. There aren't too many people to listen to
the message. It's a nice time of year.
It's an important message that they have. They've gone to see staffers because you can never really go to Congress. Unless you have a hearing schedule in front of some of the committees or subcommittees of Congress, you're very likely not to ever. I had success once with a group of farmers going to, remember the when I was with, this was another trip. I met Senator Leahy and Sanders from Vermont when we were getting some cow legislation passed, and I had the cow on the common in front of the old Senate office building in Richmond. I don't know where those pictures are. We ought to dig them out.
I remember
again.
That.
And Senator Leahy, for some reason or another.
You had a cow in D.C.?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Senator Leahy came over for whatever. It was the most bizarre thing. I've never met him before in my life. And he took to me. We started talking, and he said, is anybody around? I said, what do you mean? He says, there's no reporters around. I said, well,
tell me he didn't want a drink from the cow.
No, what he wanted was to tell me a joke about a cow. That was the silliest joke. He wanted to make sure that nobody could hear
him. And he had never met you before?
Never met me before, but he knew I was a farmer. He could tell that I was a legitimate farmer.
It's the corduroy.
No, it was an early fall day.
Turn that gave it away.
No, I had on a yellow. I remember having on a yellow shirt. I remember that. Anyway, the point of my original story, there are a group of scientists who are in Washington trying to get Congress to reject efforts by the chemical industry to block information that has been researched and proven on the cancer risks that are posed by industrial waste products that are around everyday usage, cleaners, things like that.
Sure.
The lobbyists on K Street have had a picnic representing the chemical industry. And so I bring you back around. Not only is that something that's troubling, but you know how I am with the discussion of genetically engineered crops. And you know the farm bill. For those of you who are new to the program, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And these things really strike at the heart of what I believe our freedom to have good food is all about. because Monsanto wants to control the world. They are diabolical. They want to have genetically engineered food so that they can control all the seeds. It's really, it's beyond dangerous. So what they've done, since the Farm Bill stopped because of the so-called Monsanto agreements that were in it that basically gave them carte blanche to spew their junk all over the world. Now, say again?
That was a good save.
It was, but remember, the bill's not through yet. So now what they're doing is flooding the pipeline with all kinds of proposals to approve, not two, but 12 now, different new genetically engineered crops. Some of these crops are in the final stages of the approval process, and the FDA wants to put them on a fast track because they are so much, and they have, there's so many Monsanto people that are working at the USDA and the FDA. They're just maneuvering all of this stuff, and these people who are now in power or running for seats or whatever it is, they don't want to deal with this. Look who is getting the money from Monsanto and some of the PACs that they're supporting, and you'll see how this is so cynical. Below the surface is a product that has been dubbed Agent Orange Soy, which is, and there's also a GMO apple that's been created. But those are the two worst ones out of all of the others that we talked about before. These hadn't even surfaced before.
Agent Orange Soy.
Listen to this.
Sounds appetizing.
Sounds delicious.
I have a, there's a man who's now working for me, Sneakers. I love this guy.
Just
love
name Sneakers?
Sneakers.
And he's a grown
Sneakers.
Man.
Sneakers.
Is that his given name?
No, his name is Charles.
Oh, don't tell.
No, but Sneakers is a guy who's been a farmer all of his life. His father was a farmer. His father before him was a farmer. And he's now working on the farm. With me. He has a farm in a town about 40 miles west of here, and under the farm, or over the farm, if you will, the high transmission electric lines
right.
go across his property. During Vietnam, when there was an excess of Agent Orange, the federal government allowed the electric companies to spray Agent Orange on the land underneath these high tensile wires to keep weeds, trees, and everything else from growing so they wouldn't have to do what they do where they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Where they don't
make
anything.
You're kidding.
So this guy has plowed the land under there, not knowing what what happens when you use Agent Orange.
And let me guess, he's got a third eye or something.
No,
like that.
No, he's a little crazy, and maybe that's
his name is Sneakers.
But he just fits in with all the other characters that we have on the farm. But he says that he tried to put various crops in, and nothing will grow because Agent Orange is so powerful it kills everything
for years.
That's why they used it in Vietnam, and it's been outlawed for use since then. But or at least it's been outlawed for use in our country since they found out using Agent Orange did what it did to the land, like it did under these electric bulbs.
It kills the dirt. It doesn't just kill the plant.
It kills the
dirt.
Everything. The microbial structure of the dirt lays it waste for hundreds of years.
Right.
So now they want to use this stuff. They want to use an Agent Orange material, type material, to keep weeds from growing where they plant soybeans. And so they're going to treat the seeds with this stuff like they do with Roundup. You know, there's a seed they call Roundup Ready Seed.
The dumb guy in the corner has a question.
Yes, Richie.
Won't it kill the seeds, too?
Well, apparently, no. They've made the seeds genetically solid enough, sound enough, so it doesn't kill seed. It just kills everything else around it.
And then we want to consume this.
Hey, well, how in the world would you eat this stuff?
Oh.
And this is how diabolical.
But how do you know if we don't label it?
Well, that's the other thing.
Exactly.
They don't want to label genetic. They don't want you to know that this stuff is all genetically modified. They don't want you to know this. Now, why isn't this a big issue in the congressional, senatorial, and the presidential campaign? It's what we eat. It's how we live. It's how we survive.
I just did a Google search for it.
You age an orange soy?
Yeah.
Where'd you come up with?
The fourth link is Infowars.com, which is Alex Jones.
Yeah. Well, what's so, he going to do with
this? That tells you who's talking about it.
Yeah.
Food Poisoning Bulletin. .com, I guess, is the first link that comes up.
Dow Chemical is behind Agent Orange Soy. They want the approval for this soy product that's resistant to anything, and they're using the major component of Agent Orange to make it resistant to all these other things. So, anyway, by the way, exposure to the product they want to put on Agent Orange Soy is linked to cancer, Hodgkin's lymphoma, low sperm counts, liver disease, and Parkinson's. There's a growing body of evidence from laboratory studies that shows this stuff causes endocrine disruption, reproductive problems, neurotoxicity, and immunosuppression. In other words, your immunity will go down.
It just
kills it. Right. And this is something they want to make legal in this country. And by the way, it's being used, it's already been approved for some limited use. So anyway, this is something that is way beyond the beyond. What else do you see there, Richie?
Just talking about how they're using the Roundup ingredient with it.
Yeah. So what do? Do you just sit here and do nothing? You let these people get away with this stuff? Is that it?
Has both reproductive and neurological toxicity to mammals.
Yeah. And yet these people want, and they're going to convince these people to do it because of campaign contributions.
Slated to be banned in the EU by 2017.
Yeah, the Europeans won't let this stuff. But why is it legal here, or why will it be legal? It's all about profits. Not that, I mean, I'm going back to what our friend Peter Schiff said on the floor of the Democratic Convention, or what actually some of the conventioners said about profits and stuff. We have to have businesses to make a profit, otherwise there aren't going to be any jobs. But unbridled capitalism like this, at everybody's expense, how do you justify that? There isn't a clean... I mean, I've shown it's a clean... We know how to make clean milk. We know how to grow clean vegetables. That's why people support the locavore movement. So, are we completely asleep? Let these guys get away with this? They want to use it on apples, too.
You hit it right on the head right there. Having to ship food long distances has created the need for all of these genetically modified everything.
Yeah. And I'm going to have both Heather and Jennifer post this stuff. Jennifer, you want to bring us up to date on the social media stuff, our Twitter and Facebook page, but let's also post this info. I'll send it to both of you. Mm-hmm. We'll put it up on, actually it should be up on the farm website, Heather, as well. Put it at EastleyFarm.com. And also at DougStefan.com and on our social media. This is outrageous.
Tweeted a story, link to the story on Twitter, so people can jump on there right now.
All right, Jen, what do you have?
All right, well, we have lots of stuff cooking, actually, up at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Earlier today, we were talking about shaving your head in support for a friend or family member going through chemo, because Kelly Pickler, the country singer, has done just that. Ken said, "I would not hesitate to do that or anything else that I could do. Moral support is more than valuable than most. Give it credit." Brandon said, "I do it randomly. When I don't want to go," he said he would do it for support for sure, depending randomly on who it was, I suppose, is what he means. Tim said, "Heck yes, he would." Ken said, "No." John said, "You bet." Thomas said, "No, he would not do it." Stephanie said, "Yes, she would." Melissa said, "In a heartbeat." Kataria said, "I do it for anyone." And Christopher said, "My father is going through chemo now for leukemia. He is terminal at this point. However, he has not lost any hair. At least something in his body still works. But to answer the question, I would gladly and proudly shave my head for my dad." Very sweet.
Yeah.
So you can chime in on that right now.
Would you do it for me, Jen?
Of course I would.
How about if I had a cold? Would you do it if I had a cold?
No, I would not do it if you had a cold, Rich.
So
if it was something severe, I would support you for sure.
So it's a bad cold.
Even though I don't know if I like how I look without hair, but, you know, whatever. All right. What are you doing to make sure the food you serve your family is the best it can be is also one of the questions we're following in relation to this story. And what pet names do you use for your loved ones? Getting back to the food story, A bunch of people have chimed in on what they do to make sure the food they serve their family is the best it can be. Shauna says she buys local. Mm-hmm. She wanted to know if Peruvian pears are really organic. Renee said she grows it herself. Marcia says she gets as much as she can organically. She buys from local farmers. She cooks it right, but she also makes sure that she has pre-prepped fruit and vegetables ready for her to go out the door, which is a really good tip. So you can chime in on that question as well, in addition to the fun one that we have going on, pet names for loved ones, all at facebook.com/Good Day Show.
And DougStefan.com, the website. The question is, and we'll post a lot of this stuff. Question of the day today has to do with the same things. Would you shave your head to support a friend or family member with cancer? Doug Steffen's Good Day with a question about your age. Let's see here. I guess two out of four of us, Richie, are in the baby boomer category. Yep. You're at the early end. I'm at the late end. Heather and Jennifer can opt out of this, although Heather probably could use this product. I'm trying to remember, and I don't mean that. I'm not trying to be a wise guy.
My birthday is coming up, so I'm
aging. Well, these power swabs that we found out about first this week are teeth whitening products. They don't make your teeth sensitive. You know, a lot of the things. You ever tried tooth whitener?
No.
No. Okay. Richie, you...
I have.
And I know that there's the one product that I used a few years ago. You put it on a cuff and you stick it out on your teeth like that.
Yep. And the stuff gets everywhere.
And the taste it leaves in your mouth, the aftertaste.
Nasty.
And I don't know whether my teeth were whiter afterwards or not, because I was so distracted by the process. And then you got to leave it on your teeth for an hour.
Ew.
Ah, horrible. All right, so we fixed that problem because now power swabs have come into being. They will keep your teeth staying whiter longer, and you only have to apply them for 2 minutes. Then in 5 minutes, you will notice your teeth turning whiter again. It's very cool. So here's the deal. If you would like to use this product, the power swabs, on your regular teeth, the bonded teeth, veneers, caps, crowns, works on all of them, you call now 800-865-7602 for a risk-free supply of power swabs to clean up your teeth, make them white and bright and beautiful. That's 800-865-7602. The only way you can get a hold of power swabs is direct from the manufacturer. This is clinically proven stuff to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. So try power swabs risk-free, 800-865-7602.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because it's a breakthrough two-in-one formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
A new study by Fidelity Investments finds that on average, parents plan to cover 57% of their children's college costs, but are only on track to meet 30% of that savings goal. Unless college saving rates increase, families will have to rely on financial aid and other funding sources to make up the difference. Keith Bernhardt is Vice President of College Planning at Fidelity.
Starting to save really is the top piece of advice parents give when it comes to planning for college, and many families are taking this positive step. Establishing a savings strategy early and setting up a dedicated tax-advantaged account like a 529 savings plan can help parents better prepare for future college costs. In fact, awareness of 529 plans continues to rise, and families using these accounts are more on track to reach their college savings goals.
To learn more, visit fidelity.com/college or call 1-800-544-1914. I'm John Tridden.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tom Cruise, Kelly, what's her face?
McGillis.
McGillis, or the guy that was on ER.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards' birthday.
No, it's not true, Rich, but it was nice. It was a good try.
Okay.
This song by Berlin came from the number one movie during this week in 1986, which had all those people as stars. And Chucker has told us several times that Top Gun was about to be sequeled, but it was directed by Tony Scott, wasn't it? So who sequels it now?
That's a good question. It probably, at least for the time being, is up in limbo, but they were actively developing a sequel in which Tom Cruise will return as his character Maverick.
Yeah.
But at first, he was supposed to play just a very small part, like a cameo, but as time progressed, he wanted to do more, and they wrote the script with his character being a star. So
yeah, they'll find maybe Ridley Scott never been a director. He's more the producer side, and Tony was the director, right? In the family?
No, Ridley Scott directs too.
Ridley Scott
directed the original Alien movie and did Prometheus, the sequel this summer.
So
he's a great director, Blade Runner.
So would he direct something like this? Get the sense of it?
I would say probably not.
No.
I've got to think that people would be knocking each other down to redo this movie.
Oh, I would think so.
I think that's a big moneymaker.
Yeah, right. Somebody will pick up the slack there. All right, so anyway, we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry is our movie man. We always start with movie music, and now we get into the contest, which comes, this audio comes from a movie that was number one during this week in 1983. So we go back 3 years earlier to the point when the movie Top Gun was number one. This is a movie that is somewhat similar, if I can give you that much of a hint. 800-510-8255. Don't like to give you too many hints because you're supposed to get it from the audio hints that we take from the track of the movie. So I'll have three of those for you here. You decide what the name of the movie is. You call us at 800-510-TALK. And if you have the right answer, first one in, haven't won before on Movie Moments, voila, you get the swell prize. Here's the first audio clue.
Well, Gus, you got a short memory. I am not one of them hot dog pilots. I am the hot dog man himself.
Okay. All right. Got it?
No.
Come on.
I don't.
Yep.
All right. Next one.
Got it.
Chucker, you love this. This is one of Doug's favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, go ahead, next.
Look at old Jaeger. On top of the pyramid for five damn years.
Have to play
every time somebody
that.
Goes faster, he just goes up again.
Chucker.
You got it now.
I think I have it, yeah.
I mean, you don't need, but there's one name in there. When you hear that, you know what it's all about.
Let me give you a little clue. This movie was produced and backed by the AARP.
No, they'll confuse it with the one that had Eastwood in...
Okay.
800-510-8255. Here's the last clue.
All right, I'm cooler than you are. Why don't you fix your little problems and light this candle?
All right. I think that's Sam Shepard's voice, isn't it, Chucker? He was in this movie.
I believe it is.
Yeah, okay. All right, Chuck, you're not all upset about the conversation we had off the air, are you?
Oh, no, not at all.
I'm all flustered. A little political chat.
800-510-8255. Notice a little reservation in your enthusiasm. Normally, you're right on top of the enthusiasm box. Chucker, by the way, does a great blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can check out a couple of different ways. I think you can just go to that, can't you? Just enter Entertainment Today and Beyond and get to the blog.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, you can go to DougStefan.com and see Chucker's picture in the contributors box. Click on that and go to the same place as well. All right. While we're getting the answers to the ID of that movie, Chucker, what's in the movie news box?
Well, speaking of reboots or sequels, things are moving forward on MGM's remake of the 1974 Charles Bronson film Death Wish, as a script is close to being finished. Joe Carahan, who directed the terrific action film or adventure film The Gray earlier this year, will helm that project. He says it's going to be based more on the book than the actual movie, and the storyline will take place in Los Angeles, not New York City. Since he's the director and Liam Neeson was the star of The Gray, I have a gut feeling that Liam Neeson would be a top choice to play the Paul Hersey role. He certainly would be a terrific pick. Although they've covered this material about 10 years ago with the Brave one with Jodie Foster, which was a unofficial remake of the Death Wish material. One other bit of news, Doug, the coming attraction trailer to Steven Spielberg's highly anticipated Lincoln film will be released next week on September 13th. Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis will play Abraham Lincoln, and you have to believe he'll do a tremendous job in that role. Although the buzz I hear is that Joaquin Phoenix for this movie, The Master, is a front runner for Best Actor. Those who have seen it say his performance is simply outstanding.
All right, let's get to the identity of the movie in question. John's in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Hi, John.
How you doing?
Well, sir, what's the name of that movie?
The movie is The Right Stuff.
The Right Stuff. Number one movie during this week in 1983. Very good job. Hold on, we'll give you a swell prize for your...
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.